The first weekend of 2024, here we go. I love it. And there's a lot of events happening to start the year. Every Friday in the feed, we talk to our friend Megan from Camp By Mama. You can find her on Instagram at Camp By Mama. Happy New Year, Megan. How are you doing?
Happy New Year. I can't believe it's 2024. How was everyone's holiday and New Year?
So good. It was nice to have some time to just relax and reflect on everything that happened in 2023 and kind of get mentally ready for all the craziness that's going to come up in 2024.
Yeah, it was a nice little break off, and it was nice to have the kids home from school, and I felt like I was still connected to you from your reels, which are hilarious over the holidays on Instagram, so yeah, so that was fun.
Yeah, no, I had a lot of fun with my family, but we were all ready, and the kids, to go back to school.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you start to feel it a little bit.
Yeah.
So what do we got going on this weekend?
Going on this weekend, Sign of the Whale at Harbor Point in Stamford. They have rooftop igloo dining in the winter. They have a whole lounge with seating and pillows, and each igloo also has a space heater. So if you're looking to dine with your family and have a unique experience, I recommend that. And also this weekend, Roller Magic in Waterbury, if you like roller skating. This has been around forever since I was a kid. Wooden roller skate rink with a DJ. There's a snack bar, an arcade, and you can also rent the skates. Have either of you guys been roller skating ever?
Yeah, years ago, though.
Yeah, like it's been a long time because you don't see those a lot anymore. So this is really neat that they have that.
It's true.
Yes. No, it's a lot of fun. And it's, like I said, it's been around forever. And then also this weekend, there is a Bubble Mania show at the Palace Theater in Stamford. That's on Saturday from 3 to 4:30. I've taken my kids in the past, and it's really fun. So if your kids are into bubbles, check out that show.
Is it like bubble sculptures being made on stage? Sounds cool.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. I have two kids who love bubbles.
Yeah.
So yeah, they might be into that.
I know. I even love bubbles. Yeah, it's cool. It's on stage and then some go out. It's really interesting.
Oh, that sounds fun.
That's neat. Yeah, that sounds super fun.
So, Megan, tell us about some fun winter activities we can take part in this weekend.
Yes, there's ice skating all weekend for all ages at Waveney Park in New Canaan. And you can rent skates there. There's hot chocolate and music. It's a really fun rink. I took my girls before Christmas, and it's so great to get outside with the kids. So I recommend checking out that ice rink in Waveney Park in New Canaan. And then for the parents this weekend, if you're looking to get a break from the kids, hire a sitter. There is Ski Bums and Bunnies. It's an 80s ski apres party at 314 Beer Garden in Norwalk. It sounds super fun. You can dress the theme, and that's on Saturday from 7 to 11 p.m.
That sounds like my kind of party. I'm not much of a skier, but I like to dress the part.
You could go to the party without having to do the whole mountain
exactly.
and everything.
Yeah. I thought it was fun, a fun, unique party for parents this weekend. And then, are you ready for my mom quote of 2024 to start here?
Yeah, the first one of the year.
Yeah, I'm excited. Let's hear it.
Okay. I wish I was as brave as my kid who just ate zero bites of dinner, then asked for a snack 6 minutes after the table was cleared.
The audacity.
I know. You're explaining my life every day, that every night at dinner time. Yeah.
So, yes. No, I feel like this is always my son. My girls are usually good, but my son, I feel like we'll finish. He'll eat nothing, and then I'll offer other things. And then it's like, can I have Cheez-Its? And I'm like,
right.
No.
There's always appetite for snacks, no matter how much they've eaten. There's always room for snacks.
This is true.
Yes.
All right, Megan, thank you so much. Everyone, whatever you're doing this weekend, have a great time, and we'll talk to you next weekend.
Talk to you next week.